For the last couple of days, we've been talking about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. But the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that we've actually discussed in other contexts talks about Dine Kedima. Is there any Din Kedima for a father over a mother over a father? Or do we say that they're Shavim, that they're completely equal? The Gemara tells a story. Shaul ben Almana Achas es Rabbi Eliezer. Abba Omer Ashkeni Maim ve'ima Omer Ashkeni Maim Ezem Yem Kodim. Rabbi Eliezer was asked, what's the din? If both parents want service of the child, so who comes first? Amalei hanach kvar imcha vasek kvar avicha sha'ata ve'imcha chayav mechvar avicha. Rabbi Eliezer told him, Kibud Av is other from Kibud Aim. Balef ne Rabbi Yeshua, Amalo kach. Rabbi Yeshua said the same thing. Amalo Rebbe nisgar shamahu. What's the din? If nisgarsha, if they're no longer married, is there any difference? Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua answered him, Mibein risei anecha nikar sheben almana ata. From your eyes, it's nikar that you're a ben almana, that your father passed away. Meaning he cried so much, Rashi says. So it's not lemaisa for you. It's not really a shayla lemaisa. It's not nisgarsha. It's nisalmana. But he tells him, "Hatalehem mayim b'seifel v'kakel en ketanagom." Since it wasn't lemaisa, so he phrased it in a somewhat frivolous way. He basically said, "Shkulim heim, they're shavim, nisgar shamahu shavim heim." Since the mother is no longer mitzuvah in the covet of the father, if she's nisgarsha, so therefore there's no choice. Shevi al tasa adif. You can't be mechabed the father over the mother because you're mechuyot mechabed both of them. So just leave it and don't do anything. That's the maskana of the Gemara. They really kibud av is adif mikibud ein. But if nisgarsha, then shneim shavim, and shevi al tasa adif. If both of them ask for kibud, so then you don't give either of them. I mean, you give both of them, you leave it in front of them and let them take for themselves, but you can't be mechabe one over the other. The question is, where does this din come from? This din that atav imcha chayavim bechvod avicha. How do we know that an ish is mechuyavis bechvod baila? That's point number one. And secondly, even if the ish is mechuyavis bechvod baila, why does that translate to the child? Just because the mother is mechuyavis to be mechabe the husband, okay, that's between her and the husband, but the fact is the child has to be mechabe both his mother and his father. So why should this idea that since the middleman, the middle party, the mother is mitzuvah in the covenant of the Baal, so that should translate to the next person to say it's almost like a two against one, right? The father is kadim because both you and she are mechuyev in the covenant of the father. So you see, he's more important, right? He has a shibud on two people, but your mother only has a shibud on you. So therefore, his shibud trumps the mother's shibud. Where do you know that from? What's more, Frechta Marsha, if it really is true that Kibud Av is Adif Mekibud Aim, so then we don't really understand a previous line of the Gemara. The Gemara is troubled, the Gemara is brises from Lamed Amid Beis to Lamed Amid Aleph, explaining the Psukim. The Gemara says, why did the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Golev Yadu Lefnei Mishamer V'Haya Olam, Shebe Mechabed Esimo Yosem, Me'avim, Neshim Meshadat Abidvarim, Viga Chiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibud Av, Lekibud Aim. The pasuk says, "Kavod avicha ve'es imecha." It puts the av before the aim. Ishim over aviv tiro puts the aim before the av. It's a little strange. Why is the order reversed between mora and kibud? So the brayser says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows that a person is mechabed his mother more than the father because she's mishadalta bedvarim. She speaks nicely to him, so he serves her more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that Kibud Av is important as well, so they put Kibud Av before Kibud Aim. And by Mora, Golev Yadua, before Hashem, that HaBen Mesiyari Me'aviv Yosem Me'imam B'nei Shemalam Do Torah. It's interesting, you see from that the word Mora doesn't mean fear. It doesn't mean fear, because what? A son fears his father more because he teaches him Torah? He fears him because he teaches him Torah? L'char means he has more respect for the father because he teaches him Torah. It's an interesting deal that you have just from this Maimon Chazal, right? Ben Misyari Me'aviv Yosem Me'imo Mipnei Shemalam Do Torah. Well, yes, he's afraid of the father. He's afraid of the father because he's afraid he's gonna get an exam. He's not gonna do well on the exam. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he respects the father more because he learns Torah from the father. The Torah was makdim mora aim lamora av to equalize it a little bit. So frekta marsha, It sounds like there really is no reason for kibud av to be before kibud ein in the pasuk. So the Gemara is saying, "Neshim shadalta b'dvarim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows that the ben is going to be mechaber his mother more because she speaks nicely to him. So therefore, the Torah puts the av before. But according to our Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, if you say atavim chachayav mechvod avicha, if you say the kavod av is odif mechvod ein, there's a din kedima for kavod av. So there's a simple answer to the kasha. Why does the pasuk say kavod es avicha ve'es imecha? Why did the Torah put kibud av before kibud ein? I'll tell you why. Because kibud av is odif mi kibud ein. It's not because the Torah wanted to equalize it. It wanted to bring back the chashivas of kibud av. Because you think, well, the ben is going to be mechaber es imo more, so it wants to equalize it to say that kibud av is also important. No, the reason why it puts kibud av first is because it's taka odif. There's a din kedima of kibud av over kibud ein. Marsha's kasha. So it's shver, right? There are a number of things difficult here. First of all, how do you know that the woman is mitzuvah in kvod baila? And why should that obligation in kvod baila translate to the child? And if it does translate to the child to say that kibud av is other than kibud aim, so then why didn't the Gemara just say earlier that kibud av is placed in the puzzle before kibud aim? Because it's other, because it has a din kadim over kibud aim. So comes the Marsha and says, inachanami, kibud av is taka other than kibud aim. All right, so why did the Gemara not say that? So he says the real kasha of the Gemara was not why Av is put before Aim regarding Kibud, but rather why Aim was put before Av regarding Moru. What are you saying? The Gemara, you know, it's just puts it all together, but it's not to be taken seriously. The real reason why Kibud Av is put before Kibud Aim is because Kibud Av is odif mi Kibud Aim. It's odif mi Kibud Aim because Ata ve'imcha chayavim bechvod avicha. That's why it's put first. So the real kasha of the Gemara is if kibud av is adif mi kibud aim, and mistama mora av is adif mi mora aim as well, the woman has to have fear of the husband too, so then why does the pasuk flip it? Right? Kabed es avicha ve'esi mecha, the av before the aim in kibud, I understand, because kibud av is adif. But then why does the Torah flip it regarding mora? Why does it say ishim over aviv tiro? Imo? What, imo should come first? But it's not. The mora of the husband is more important than the mora of the mother. Right? The mother of the father is more important than the mother of the mother. Oh, so that's why the Gemara says that the reason why Mora Aim is put first is because we know that it's natural for a child to have more Mora for the father. So it puts the Mora of the Aim first to show you that it's important, that the Mora of the Aim is also important. If there would be a conflict, then of course the Mora of the father would be before the Mora of the Aim. But the reason why it puts Mora of the Aim first is to show you that Mora of the Aim is also important, because the child wouldn't necessarily look at it like that. You think that, you know, he'll have Mora for his father because he teaches him Torah, but not for the mother. So comes the pasuk and says, no, that's also important. From the Marsha, you get the impression that this idea of Ata v'imcha chayav b'chvod avicha, that's a din daraisa. It's a din daraisa. He's saying pshat in the drasha, right? That kavod es avicha ve'esi mecha. Kibud av is put before kibud aim in the pasuk because taketz a halacha that kibud av is odif mi kibud aim. It has a din kedima over kibud aim. It sounds like this is a din daraisa according to the Marsha, and that's what the Bali Tosas seemed to say as well. Tosas in Yevamis and Avheyam Ebeis talks about the other sugi that we mentioned. You know, all of the sugis come back in different forms. We said that if a father tells a child to violate Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to listen. We had that from the Gemara Bav Mitzia and Daf Lamed Beis. That ishim of avim tiro v'yashabsosa tishmaru kulchem chayav mechvodi. Yashabsosa tishmaru ani Hashem kulchem chayav mechvodi. So the father says to violate Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to listen to him. So for the Tosis in Yevamos and Daf Hei Amud Beis in Divrei Maskel Kulchem, he says, v'im tom alam li kra b'kibud av v'ayim b'lo dochi Shabbos d'b'lav kra nami lo dochi shehu v'aviv muzharim ala Shabbos k'damer b'pakta kedushin. Gemara Kedushin says, you see that if two people are mitzuvah in the kavod of another individual, so then the kavod of that person trumps the kavod of the other person. Both the aim and the child are mitzuvah in the kavod of the father, so then the kavod of the father is other from the kavod of the aim. So the same thing is true over here. Right? If both the father and the child are mitzuvah in the kavod of the mitzvah of Shabbos, so then the kavod of the mitzvah of Shabbos should trump kibud av. So even if the father tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you shouldn't listen. It's doch dezel bezach. No. So why do we need a special pasuk? Ani Hashem kulchem chayav mechvodi. Typically, Atav Yavicha Musarim Ala Shabbos, just like Atav Yimcha Chayav Bechvod Avicha. Atav Yavicha Musarim B'Shabbos. So of course, you're not allowed to be mechabit the father if you're going to be mechal Shabbos. Yishlomer Zok Taisus D'Meihocha Yalfin and Hasam. Taisus says maybe the mocker of this Yisod that we translate the adifus of the covet of one person over the covet of the other, we translate that to the second, to the third individual. Right? If one person is chayiv in the covet of two individuals, and one of those two individuals is chayiv in the covet of the other individual, or some other concept like Shabbos, right? This idea that now there's a din kedima, the item or the person that has a shibud of kavod, that can demand kavod from two individuals, so the kavod of that person is odif. Zaktai says that's learned out of this pasuk. It's not just a svara; it's taka a pasuk. That ishim avavet rovi ashabsos etishmer kulchem chayav mechvodi. That teaches me that atav imcha chayav mechvod avicha, atav yavicha chayav mechvod ashabes. That teaches me that there's a din kedima when it comes to kibud avay. That's Tosis. So Tosis also seems to be saying that it's a din daraisa. So it's learned out of a gzeres hakosav. It's not even a svara; it's a mamish a din daraisa. So both the Marsha and Tosfos seem to assume that the chiyuv of a woman to be mechabed her husband should be daraisa. The pshuta, because if this halacha, atav yimcha chayav bechvod avicha, is daraisa, so then it sounds like the obligation of a wife to be mechabed her husband has to be daraisa. It's not so shver, because you could say it's learned from the pasuk ishim of a aviv tiro ish a sipek biyad alasos, but ish is not sipek biyad alasos. A woman can't always be mechaber her parents because it's not always sipik bila lasos. Rishus acherim aleha. If she's an ish in a sua, then she has the rishus bila aleha. So what does that mean, rishus bila aleha? Sounds like she's mechuyev in the kavod of her baal, and that's what prevents her from being mechaber her parents properly. So you could say it's a din daraisa. But that's what Tosis and the Marsha seem to be learning, that this idea is a din daraisa, that a woman's mitzuvah min haTorah to mechaber her baal. Memela, this idea of atav imcha chayav bechvod avicha is a din daraisa. This is in sharp contrast to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Vav writes beferish that the chiyuv of a woman to be mechabed her husband is only the Rabbanan. Perek Tes Vav halacha chaf. V'chein tzivu al ha'isha shetiyah mechabedes es bayla v'yos midai v'yoleh amorim imenu v'tasa kol maaseh al piv. Tzivu. Right, he starts in Halacha Yutes. It's a two-way street. It's not just that the wife is mitzuvin, kvod baila, and mora baila. A husband has to be mechabed his wife, yoser migufo. Whoa, it's heavy stuff. Right, it's a two-way street. Marriage is a two-way street. It's not like the woman is a slave of the husband. Chalila. He's not allowed to put too much fear on her, says the Rambam. Continues the Rambam in Halacha Chav, v'chein tzivu al ha'isha shetiyah mechaberes es bayla v'yos midai v'yiyola mora mimenu v'tasa kol maseh al piv v'chein tzivu hu's tzivu tzivu chachamim. That's the hemshah from Halacha Yutes. According to the Rambam, it sounds like the chiyuv of the woman to be mechaber her baal, that's a din d'rabbanan. That's what it sounds like. So this halacha that atav imcha chayav bechvod avicha, that sounds like a din d'rabbanan. That's how the Magen Mishnah learns. Like the Mishnah says, the mocker of the Rebbe, Mr. Magyamara. How do I know that Atav Imcha Chayavim Bechvod Avicha? It must be that Imcha is Chayav Bechvod Avicha, a woman has to be Mechaber her Baal. How do you know that? Says the Rebbe, it's a Din Rabbanan, Chazal with Mesakin it. Zok the Magyam Mishnah, Agyamara is the mocker for the Rambam. That the woman is Mechayavis Bechvod Baila, and that's why Atav Imcha Chayavim Bechvod Avicha. And that seems to be Meduyak from the Mishnah in Krisus. In the packet, if someone didn't get a packet from the base matters, I have a couple more. You can pick them up over here. The Mishnah in Krisos in Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, page number one. Ha'av kodem la'em b'chol makom. I would think maybe kibud av is odif mikibud aim. Tamalom reishim avav tiro. So the pasuk says that the shneim shkulim. I think kibud av is adif mekibud aim. Kamash malan deshkulim. Zok the mishnah. Avalamer chachamim ha'av kodem la'im b'chol makom. Mitnei shehu ve'im ha'chayav mechvod aviv. Ha'av kodem la'en v'chol makom, meaning clapping the child. Hu v'im ha'chayav mechvod aviv, so therefore the av comes first. It's interesting, the Mishnah sets up that really the father and mother are both the same, they're both shkulim, meaning the obligation on the child to be mechabit his parents, so to have mora for his parents, is equal. He has a chiyav to have mora and to be mechabit both of his parents, min ha'torah. And there really is no difference between them on a deraisa level. Aval amru chachamim, but Chazal say that the av is kodem. That's the Tferes Yisrael. He says, min ha'torah they're shkulim, mid rabbanon they're not shkulim. So that works beautifully with the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. That's the Tferes Yisrael there in the two osios. In Samach Zvav and Samach Zayin. Right? Min ha'torah, mid ha'raisa, shneim shkulim, mid rabbanon. Chazal say that a woman is mitzuvah in kvod baila, so ata v'imcha chayav v'chvod avicha, so the father is kodem. Sounds like it's a din derabbanon. So the pella is, how do we understand the Marsha and Tosfos? How do we understand those who assume that it's a din deraisa? It's almost beferish. The Mishnah increases is beferish that it's a din derabbanon. How can that be? So l'chora, the only answer is to say the Marsha holds that Amr Chachamim doesn't mean that it's a takana derabbanon against the Tferes Yisroel. The Marsha felt that Amr Chachamim means the Chazal darshan. Right? They darshan from the word ish. Right? If it's Ein Sipek B'yad Alasos, if she's married, she's an ish in a suwa, then she has to be mechabit as baila. So it says Amru Chachamim, so you know, you always have to wonder. Whenever the Rambam says Amru Chachamim, there are always discussions what that means. Is that the Rabbanan? Is it the Rais? There's always back and forth about that. I don't know if there's such a back and forth in the Lashon of the Mishnayis, but that's what you have to say. That you have to say that Amru Chacham over here, according to the Marsha, does not mean the Rabbanan. It means the Raisa, that they darshan from the Pasuk Ishim over Avot Tiro, that if Ein Tzipek B'yad Alasos, if the woman can't be mechabit her father, Rishus Acherim Aleh, if she's married, so then she's mechuyevus to be mechabit as Baila, so then Ata Ve'imcha Chayav B'chvod Avicha, then it turns out that the covet of the father is Adav Mikvod Ein. That's what you have to say according to the Marsha. But you see, there are two different approaches over here, whether a woman is actually mechuyevus B'chvod Baila min HaTorah, or is it only a Dinder Rabbanan? And that will translate into what's pshat in the Gemara over here. You say that ata v'imcha chayav mechvod avicha is that a din deraisa? Maybe it's taka learned out of kulchem chayav mechvodi, or you say no, it's a din derabbanan. It's a din derabbanan ba'amah. Noah?
Can you say that, or is this din derabbanan that when you have the cube of the child to the father and the mother to the father, that they aggregate together and create, like that's the derabbanan institution, is the combination of their two obligations?
That in the case of a conflict, the Chachamim say that the covenant of the father is other from the covenant of the aunt. That's what they're saying. Saying, of course you have to be mechaber both of them, but in the case of conflict between the father and mother, then the father's other. Okay. Regarding what in Yonim do we say that the covenant of the father is other from the covenant of the aunt? So the Pesach Tshuva in Yerideya has a suffix about this. He's noted the one way, and then he says it's not clear. Does this apply to everything? Every situation where you'd be talking about the covet of the father versus the covet of the mother? The covet of the father always comes first? Or do we say no, that there are special malachas that a wife has to do for her husband? I think we mentioned this in one of the first shiurim in Kiddushin, maybe some other shiurim also mentioned this, that the Mishnah in Ksubis and Afsamach Aleph and Mebeis lists off a number of different malachas that a wife is chayevis towards her baal. Right, she's mozeges lo asakos, matzas lo asamita, and a number of other things, right? But mezigas akos, hatzas samita, those are conditions that are specifically towards the husband, right? Menika es bina, it's not really a chiyuv toward the husband in the same way. I mean, it's his child. So I guess you could say it's a chiyuv toward the husband, right? Ofala tochenes lo. There's a whole mishnah. I don't have a gemara ksubis with me, but. A number of different malachas that the woman has to do for her husband. So should we say, those specific malachas that a woman is meshubah to do for her husband, and that could be daraisa, meaning the real shibud could be daraisa, but chachamim interpret what the din daraisa is. It could be, or it could be derabbanan. But maybe regarding those special malachas that the woman does for her husband, so then we say that the kavod of the husband is adif mi kavod of the mother, right? Because she's Meshubed Eslo. Right? She's Meshubed Eslo. So let's say Let's say the mother asks the child to make the beds. Right? The mother asks her son to make the beds. So does he make his mother's bed first? And the father also said, can you make my bed? So if you make the father's bed first, you make the mother's bed first, which is adif. So by making the bed, since that's the malacha that the ish is meshabedes levayla, so you should make the father's bed first. But let's say we're talking about something that's unrelated to those malachos, to those inyanim, that the woman is meshabedes levayla. So do we say that the covet of the av is before the covet of the emona? So comes the Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridaya, and Simin Reish Mem Sivkot and Tes. V'nira li l'chora d'mama lo aviv l'asos lo malach ha-shein o yishem l'chayevis l'asos l'bayla, kashem avur b'shulchan aruch. V'imo gamken amr lo l'asos lo malach ha-hi b'shneim shavim. Shneim shavim. If it's not a malach that the woman's mishabedas l'bayla, then shneim shavim. That's why the Gemara picked on Hashkeni Mayim. Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim, the Imam Omer Hashkeni Mayim. Why Dafka Hashkeni Mayim? What? The Dafka water? Just say, Abba Omer Li Lechabdo, the Imam Omer Li Lechabdo. Why Dafka Hashkeni Mayim? Says the Pesachei Tshuva. No. Hashkeni Mayim is Ziga Sakos. That's a special malacha that the woman is Meshubedes Le Baila to do. So in such a malacha, then Taka Atavimcha Chayav Mechfod Avicha. Kavod Av is before the Kavod Ein. But if you could talk about some other Indian that's not a special Shibud of the Isha Klape Baila, maybe they taka would be Shavim and you wouldn't do the father's Kavod first, says the Pesachei Tshuva. But he concludes, Miu Ein Zibar. It's not so clear. He's not sure what the din is. So they point out that the Beis Yosef disagreed with the Pesachei Tshuva, or he was noted to the other side. That it applies to everything. It applies to anything, any situation where you'd be involved in Kavod Baal and Kavod Av and Kavod Ein. The Beis Yosef in Yeridaya, in Simin Shinai and Vav, talks about the case of Kaddish. Let's say the mother passed away, and the child wants to say Kaddish for the mother, and the father is makben on the child. He says, I don't want you to say Kaddish for the mother. There was some kind of a disagreement between the parents, and the father doesn't want him to say Kaddish. So Zok the Beis Yosef, he has to listen to the father. Because kibbutz is other from me kibbutz. That's quite interesting, right? We're talking about after the mother passed away, right? Even if they were alive, right? We'd still say kibbutz is other from me kibbutz, right? Zok the Beis Yosef, kibbutz is other from me kibbutz. You get the impression from the Beis Yosef that even if it would be in the opposite direction, right? If the father was the one who passed away and the child wants to say kaddish. And the mother is makbid and doesn't want him to say Kaddish, then you would say Kaddish, because Kibbutz Av is Adif mi Kibbutz Ein, even after Misa. That's how the Beis Yosef is learning. But what's the Beis Yosef talking about? He's not talking about Mezikas HaKos, he's not talking about Hatzah Samita, he's talking about Kaddish. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah Ksubas. That's not a malacha that the woman does for her husband. A woman doesn't say Kaddish generally, right? Like that's not in the Mishnah. So you see, the Beis Yosef is assuming that this idea that Kibbutz Av is Adif mi Kibbutz Ein applies to everything. Any situation where you have a conflict between Kibbutz Av and Kibbutz Ein, Kibbutz Av is Adif. Kibbutz Av is Adif. And Taka Kibbutz Av is Adif, even Lacha Misa, according to the Beis Yosef. Right? So even in the reverse direction, if the Nifter is the father, you still would be Mechabe the father over the mother. The mother's alive, so shouldn't you say Kibbutz Achaim is Adif mi Kibbutz Meisim? We talked about that. Right, but if Kibbutz Av is Adif mi Kibbutz Ein, maybe Taka, we wouldn't say that. Right? Maybe the covet of the father is Adif from the covet of the mother, even if the father passed away. Yes?
Isn't this case of the father telling his son not to be Mechabe the mother, him telling his son to be over in Esther Deraisos?
No, because he's saying, I want you to be Mechabe me. Not saying Kaddish for the mother is a Kibbutz for me. It's not an Esther Deraisa not to be Mechabe the mother. It's that I want you to be Mechabe me by not saying Kaddish for her. So now he's setting up a conflict that if the child doesn't say Kaddish, that's a kibbutz of the father. If he says Kaddish, it's a kibbutz of the mother. It doesn't say in the Torah that you say Kaddish, but itaka is a kibbutz. It's giving something to the mother. It's a tashmish, it's a service for the mother. It's not giving her to drink or, you know, taking her in the car, but that's the service la'achamisa. But the father is setting up a conflict here that if he doesn't say Kaddish, then that's a cover of the father. If he says Kaddish, it's a cover of the mother. So the question is, whose cover comes first? Zok the Beis Yosef, the cover of the father. Bain if the father is alive, bain if he's dead. Because it's nothing to do with whether it's Kavod Achai or Kavod Ameis. Kibbutz Av is Adif mi Kibbutz Ein. But you see that even though it's not a malacha that Isha is Osa Labaila, nevertheless, the kibud av is taka adif. And it's mashma a little bit like this from the Rambam as well, that Rambam we just read. Because the Rambam says that a woman has to have mora for her husband. Not just the inyanim that are enumerated in the Mishnah Ksubas. Kol ma'aseh, everything she should do al piv. She should be meshubah to him in everything. It sounds like everything, not just what the Mishnah mentions. That's what kavod is all about. So maybe even regarding Kaddish, maybe regarding other things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, that are not real shibudim of the Isha Klape Baila. Maybe that should also be included in this idea that Kibud Av is Adif Mikibudim. Yes?
I keep reading the Gemara in Ksubas, the Mishnah, I think, was brought there just if you have many shvachos, as in many maidservants there. So it's just a list of how many, if you have two of them, you're supposed to do not the first category that I gave. So it's not like, I think it's just a list of jobs that what you're supposed to do when you have a certain amount of money.
And if you don't have the money, if she doesn't have the maidservant, then she's mitzvah to do it herself. That's the whole point. Is that the chachamim either were misaken or they interpreted, right? Either it's a takana straight from the chachamim or they interpreted that that's what the din daraisa means, that the woman is mishubedis to her husband regarding these natural malachas that women typically do for her husband.
It was also a reason that I gave you, two reasons, because she might go crazy, as in she does nothing, she would go crazy.
So she should do at least a little bit.
Yeah,
but
more that she can do some disgusting things, as in
Okay, I don't have the Mishnah with me, but I think the Lashon is Mishubedes Lebaila. Elu Malacha She'isha Osa Lebaila.
Can you say more than Rabbanan from the Gemara? Because the Gemara said that she's going to go crazy, or that she's going to go around.
Znus, you say. Right, so according to those Rishonim, we had a Tos Sarash and Dafheim and Aleph and Kiddushin, it seemed to say that the Shibudim of the Isha Klapei Baila Taka the Raisa. So we asked, but Danis and the Mishnah and Ksuba sounds like this is a Takana the Rabbanan. So we said, no, that the Torah gives to the Chachamim sometimes the ability to interpret what the parameters of the Din Daraisa are. It's the same thing over here. Yeah, it's true that Chazal say even if she had shvacha, she should still be doing certain things. But that doesn't mean that it's only to keep her out of trouble. There are shibudim of the isha klapei baal. But if she has shvacha, so then she doesn't have to do it herself. But she has to make sure that these things are done. She has to make sure that the shvachas are gonna do what they have to do for the husband. Yes.
When the Gemara raises the question of Garsha, is it specifically referring to the case when the wife is divorced, or is it saying when the wife is no longer connected to the husband in the marital relationship? Because if it were the latter, then wouldn't a case of achar moto for the husband, wouldn't that be an issue?
We're going to talk about that. Is it only after Gerishin or even after Misa? Do we say Shneim Shavim after Misa? Or do we say no? That it's only Shneim Shavim after Gerishin, but after Misa, maybe it's something different. We'll get to that. But before we get to that, let's first discuss a different issue. This Svara that the Gemara presents, that Ata Ve'imcha Chayavim Bechvod Avicha, and that determines that Kibud Av is Adif Mekibud Ein, so that raises a very interesting question. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Simen Reish Mem Sif Chav Dalet talks about whether a person is mitzuvah in the kavod of a grandparent. This is on page 3. Simen Reish Mem Sif Chav Dalet. Yesh Omrim De'ein Adam Chayev Bechvod Avi Oviv Marik. Yeshomrim, the Ramah, is that there's no chiyuk to be mechaber a grandparent. That's a nice thing to do. You should treat your grandparents properly, but there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be mechaber a grandparent. The Eino Nirali, says the Ramah. I don't think it's right. Ela dechayev b'chvod aviv, yosem b'chvod avi aviv. Of course, you're chayev in the kavod of your father more than the grandparent, more than avi aviv, but you're chayev in the kavod of avi aviv too. The Marik wants to say that there's no chiyuk to be mechaber a grandparent, only to be mechaber a father, a parent. Says the Ramah, no, there is a mechiyev to be mechaber the grandparent. It's just you're more mechiyev to be mechaber the parent. V'raya mimedrash gabe vayizvach zvachim. In Parashas Vayigash, pasuk says vayizvach zvachim elokei aviv Yitzhak, when Yaakov was going down to Mitzrayim. So the medrash says that mikan shechayev adam mechvod aviv yoser me mechvod avi aviv, because it says vayizvach zvachim elokei aviv Yitzhak and not elokei aviv Avraham. So you see that kvod aviv is aviv mikvod avi aviv. So Zokta Ramah, based on that medrash that Rashi quotes, you see that you're mechuyev in kvod avi aviv too. It's just the whole point of the medrash that you're more mechuyev in kvod aviv as opposed to avi aviv. But that doesn't mean that you're not mechuyev in the kvod of the grandparent. You're mechuyev in the kvod of the grandparent too. It's just the whole yisod of that medrash is to say that you're more mechuyev in the kvod of the father than the kvod of the grandfather. And the Taz Taka notes, how can the Marik have just ignored the medrash that Rashi and Chumash quotes? I mean, the Marik must have learned Rashi and Chumash. Totally ignores the medrash of Rashi and Chumash. It's Dachpilei Ploim. Taz is kash on the Marik. The emesis, the Ramah is also difficult, though. The Ramah quotes the medrash, right? That Chayav Adam Mechvod Aviv Yosef Mechvod Avi Aviv. You're chayiv in the kavod of the father, but you're more mechuyiv in the kavod. You're chayiv in the kavod of the grandfather, but you're more mechuyiv in the kavod of the father. Why should that be true? Right? We're saying that you see from the medrash that you're really chayiv in the kavod of both. It's just you're chayiv in the kavod of the father more than the grandfather. But why should that be true? If the father is mitzuva in the kavod of the grandfather, so shouldn't you say ata ve'avicha chayav mechvod avi avicha? So then you should be more mechuyev in the kavod of the grandfather than the father. Just like by a father and mother, we say ata ve'imcha chayav mechvod avicha. So over here, we should say ata ve'avicha chayav mechvod avi avicha. So why do we say that you're more mechuyev in the kavod of the father than the kavod of the grandfather? So we have a diuk that you're also mechuyev in the kavod of the grandfather. No, you should be more mechuyev in the kavod of the grandfather, because ata ve'avicha chayav mechvod avi avicha. Against the Ramah, against the Medrash. The Marik is Shver, because he didn't take into account the statement of the Medrash. And the Ramah is also, the whole Medrash is difficult. Right? How can we say that Yomom Mechuyev in the covet of Avi Aviv and not the covet of the father, but Atav Yavicha, Chayav Mechvod Avi Avicha? L'chora, the answer to the Ramah lies in a deeper understanding of the nature of this Din Kavod. Why should you be Chayav in the covet of the grandfather? So there are two ways of looking at it. Either you're chayiv in the kavod of the grandfather because b'nei banim harayim kebanim, a grandchild is like a child. So if a child is mechuyiv in the kavod of the father, then you should be mechuyiv in the kavod of the grandfather as well. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that maybe one is mechuyiv in the kavod of the grandfather. Why? Because he's his father's father. Maybe machmas the chiyuv to be mechabed his father, he has to be mechabed the grandfather as well. It's like a prat, it's a chelek of kibud av. It's mechuyiv in the kavod of his father, so the grandfather is like a chelek of the father. It's tofel to the father. So machmas the chiyuv to be mechabed the father, he's mechuyiv to be mechabed the grandfather. Not that it's direct from grandchild to grandparent, to grandfather, that b'nei banim harayim kebanim, but rather it's through his father. Because he's mechuyev in kibud av, memele is chayev in kibud avi aviv as well. So if you look at the achronim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that these two approaches appear, both of them appear in the achronim. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agro, he seems to learn that b'nei banim harayim kibud av. That's the svar of the Ramah. Because he brings a riot to the Marik, and he's trying to explain why does the Marik argue and say there's no chiyuv to be mechaber the grandparent. He quotes a Gemara in Sota. Sota on Daf Mem Tesamet Aleph. The Gemara says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov took care of his grandchild, took care of Rav Yaakov, the son of his daughter. And then later on in life, he asked him to give him some water. Rav Yaakov told him, I'm only the child of the daughter. Right, I'm a child of the daughter, so I'm not mechuyev in your kibud. Let's see the Gemara inside. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov itbil bei Rav Yaakov Bar Barte ki godol amalei ashkia maya amalo labrichana. I'm not your son, so I'm not mechuyev to be mechabed you. I don't know if that was so nice to say, but that's the story the Gemara tells. Says the Gemara, "V'hainu da'ami inshi, Rebbe Barbratachana. I'm the daughter I'm the son of your daughter, and therefore I'm not mechuyev to be mechaber you." What does that mean? What's the Gemara telling me? So says the Gaon, the Gemara is telling me that we don't say b'nei banim harayim kebanim. Regarding the mitzvah of kibud av, we don't say b'nei banim harayim kebanim. So if someone is only a grandchild and they're not mitzvah, in the kavod of the grandparent. That's what we learned from the Gemara. So the Araya to the Marik, and that's why he disagreed with the Medrash. That's what the Gemara assumes. The Yad Avraham points out that it's not a Raya, because maybe all the Gemara is saying is that B'nei Bono Seinam Kevonim. He says Bar Bratachana, I'm the son of your daughter. So maybe he's saying that B'nei Bono Seinam Kevonim. Somehow B'nei Bonos are different than B'nei Bonim. If it's a direct line, Ben Achar Ben, so then it is Kevonim. But if it's Ben Habas, maybe that's Seinam Kevonim. It's not really a riot to the Marik that B'nei Bonim Seinam Kevonim. There's no chiv of kibbutz. Maybe it's just saying B'nei Bono Seinam Kevonim, but B'nei Bonim would be Kevonim. But the Yad Avraham says there are other rayas that B'nei Bonim Einu Kevonim. Not just B'nei Bonos, but B'nei Bonim as well. He says, look, the Gemara in Kedushin, I'm not sure if we did this together, but the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that talks about Talmud Torah, we discussed a little bit of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a big sugi there. So there's a machlokas midrashim, whether a person is mitzvah in the Talmud Torah of his grandchild. Right? One Tana learns v'limadatem osam es b'neichem, b'neichem v'lo b'nei b'neichem. Just like we said b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, maybe it's nafka b'neichem and not b'nei b'neichem. There's no chiyuv to be melamed Torah to ben haben, to a grandchild. So from that you see that b'nei bonim einam kebonim, like the marik. And he goes further. He says even regarding kibud av, it says ben yechabed av. It doesn't say ben yechabed avi av. So maybe you can make a deal, the dafka av, but not avi av. Maybe b'nei banim are not kibbanim regarding that. And his final raya, he says that maybe b'nei banim and kibbanim is from the Gemara in Makkis. Gemara in Makkis is trying to figure out who is a gol adam. Is there a din of gol adam if a father kills his son? Chalila. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, let's say Yaakov Chalila kills Reuven. So does Shimon become a Goel Adam that he has to run after the father to kill the father, a mitzvah to kill him to avenge the blood of his brother? So one Brisa says that he is a Goel Adam, and another Brisa says that he's not a Goel Adam. So in fact, the Gemara, how can he be a Goel Adam? He's mitzvah in the covenant of his father. He's not allowed to hit his father, not allowed to give him a makkah, a klola. He can't kill him. What's going on? Lokasha says the Gemara in the Maskona there, Habivno, Habibendino. One Braisa, the Braisa that says that he's Nasa Gol Adam, that's talking about Ben Bino. The Braisa that says he's not Nasa Gol Adam, that's talking about Bino. In a Hanami, a Ben can't become a Gol Adam because he's Mitsuva and Kibarav. If he can't hit his father, he certainly can't kill his father. You have to be Mechabed him. But Ben Bino, the Braisa that says that he is Nasa Gol Adam, that's Ben Bino. And Rashi explains why is Ben Bino different, why can he become a Gol Adam? Ve'eno muzer al kvodo, says Rashi, the last four words before the Mishnah. Right? Had the tanya b'no nasa lo gol adam, b'vno shel horaka amashu, b'vno shel rotsayach. Right? The grandfather killed the son, so the ben b'no is nasa gol adam. Ve'eno muzer al kvodo, he's not muzer in the covet of his grandfather. Wow, that's quite a Rashi. I mean, but Rashi really is just saying pshat in the Gemara. It's not a chiddush in Rashi. Right? Rashi just saying, the ben b'no is not mitzuva in the covet of his grandfather, so therefore he can be a Goel Adam to kill him. So Zok the Yad Avraham, there are rayas to the Marik, to this idea that B'nei Bonim Einam Kibonim vis-a-vis Kibbut. Maybe the Gemara in Sota that the Goel holds is not the best raya, but there are other rayas that B'nei Bonim Einam Kibonim. So that's what the Marik holds. The Marik is against the Medrash. He argues with that Medrash. He says that a child is not mitzvah in the covet of his grandparent. And he has other rayas, other Gemaras, other Midrashim that say that we don't pass him, but I bought him kibbonim regarding kibbutz. Okay, that's the marik. Al koponim, what emerges from the Bi'ur HaGra is how did he understand the medrash? How did he understand what the Ramah says? The person is mitzuvah in the covet of his grandfather, because b'nei banim hem kibbonim. Right? The marik argues with that, but what's the medrash assuming? The medrash is assuming that b'nei banim hem kibbonim. That's why a person is mitzuvah not only in covet of a father, but in covet of a grandfather as well. Comes the Yad Avraham and quotes Reb Kiva Eger and Shuvis b'shem the Sefer Liv Yaschein, that maybe there's a different svara here. It's not b'nei banim hem kibbonim. Kiva Eger quotes that the chiyuv to be mechabed the grandfather is only as long as the father is still alive. When the father is alive, then there's a chiyuv to be mechaber the grandfather. But if the father is no longer alive, then there's no chiyuv to be mechaber the grandfather. Ad kan the sefer Liv Yaschem. So the Yad Avraham says, maybe based on the Liv Yaschem, we could give a different shot in the Gemara and Makkos. The Yad Avraham wanted to bring a raya to the Marig from the Gemara and Makkos. You see from the Gemara and Makkos that a ben haben, that a grandson is not mitzuvah in the covet of his grandfather. If he can become a gol adam to kill his grandfather, so certainly he's not mitzuvah in the covet of the grandfather. Dr. Yad Avraham, based on this Sefer Liv Yaschem, based on this Yisod, that maybe the chiyuv of kibud avi'av is only when the father is still alive. So then perhaps you can say that the Gemara Makkos is talking about where the father is not alive. Why is the father not alive? What kind of ukimta is that? No, that's what the Gemara is talking about, that the grandfather killed the father. Right? The grandfather killed Reuven. So the question is, can the son become a gol adam? Can the grandson become a gol adam? We're talking about a situation where the father is not alive. Zokta Yad Avraham, Rashi is not saying that a ben haben is not mitzuvah in the covet of his grandfather. He's saying b'chahai gavna that the father is not alive, he's not mitzuvah in the covet of the grandfather. Why not? The Liv Yaschem clearly is assuming that the nature of the chiyuv kavod of Avi Aviv is machmas, the kavod of the father. It's not direct because b'nei banim harem kebanim, but rather since you're mitzuvah in the kavod of the father, that's why you're mitzuvah in the kavod of the grandfather. So if that's true, then if the grandfather passes away, or if the grandfather is, if the father passes away, the father is killed, so then the grandchild is not going to be mitzuvah in the kibud of the grandfather. Because if there's no father, then you can't get to the grandfather, because it's only through the father. Mashalakach, similar idea, Mechaschinach has, that let's say a mother tells a child to give her mayim, and the child's stepfather, right, the Baal Imo, the stepfather, the husband of the mother, tells the child to give him water as well. So then his mother comes first. The Chaschinach says his mother should come first. Why? Because the Chiyav to be Mechabe Baal Imo, that's only through the mother. He's not a father, he's a stepfather. He's a stepfather, right? So it's because he has a Chiyav to be Mechabe his mother, he has the Chiyav to be Mechabe Baal Imo as well. But the mother comes first, right? Ata ubal imcha chayavim bechvod imcha. It's the reverse of the case of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph. Whenever we see that a chi of kavod is through someone else, is tofel to someone else, so then the chi of kavod of that someone else, of that other individual, comes first. That's true about imo and bal imo, and it's true over here about aviv and avi aviv. Right? So if the father is no longer living, then taka makes sense that there's no kavod for the grandfather. But if the father is living, then there would be a chiyuv of kavod for the grandfather, but tofel to the chiyuv of kavod to the father. Tofel to the chiyuv of kavod to the father. So based on the Liv Yaschem, Kivegas Liv Yaschem, you can answer the kasha that we asked, right? We said, how can the Medrash say, chayav adam mechvod aviv, yosa mechvod avi aviv? Yoser, but ata v'yavicha chayav mechvod avi avicha? The answer is no, since the whole nature of the chiyuv kavod for avi aviv perhaps is only through the father. Through the father, the grandfather is like an extension of the father, so the chiyuv kavod for the grandfather is tofel to the chiyuv kavod of the father. So then it makes sense that you're more mechuyuv in the kavod of the father than the kavod of the grandfather. If we were to say that b'nei banim harem kebanim, that the chiyuv kavod is direct toward the grandfather, so then it doesn't make sense that the chiyuv kavod toward the father should be more. But if you say that the chiyuv of kavod to the grandfather is only through the father, is only an extension of the father, so then taka does make sense that the chiyuv of kavod toward the father should be greater. Okay. Just one final point. Noah mentioned, right? The Gemara says, Nisgar Shamahu Shneim Shavim. So the Achronim have a whole deal. What's the din? Nisalmana. Let's say it's not Nisgarsha, but rather one of them passed away. No, the Bihuda says there's no chila between this garsha as opposed to this almana. In both cases, it's exactly the same. Shneim shavim. Why this almana is shneim shavim? Right, this garsha, I understand shneim shavim because the woman is no longer mechuyev and kavod baila. But if the husband passed away, what, she's no longer mitzuvah and kavod baila? So he says, yeah, she's not mitzuvah and kavod baila because she has the permission to marry someone else. So she's not meshuba to the Baal. She's not mitzuva in his kavod. She can marry someone else. That's the biggest pegim in kavod of the Baal. So the very fact that she has the potential to marry someone else, that indicates that she doesn't have a chiyuv kavod baal once he passes away. So shneim shavim. If shneim shavim, let's say the father passed away, and the mother doesn't want the child to say kaddish. But Yehuda says that who comes first? But we should say shneim shavim, right? But kavod achai is adif mikavod ameis. So you should listen to the mother. Right? Listen to the mother. So either way, whether the father was the one who passed away or the mother passed away, now the Yehuda would say, always listen to the living parent. Kavod achai is adif mikavod ameis. Shneim shkulim. Fundamentally, they're shavim, but since kavod achai is adif mikavod ameis, then you would always listen to the parent that is still alive. But based on the Beis Yosef that we quoted before, that's not true. That's what Noah was picking up on. Kivega points out that based on the Beis Yosef, what should emerge is that Nis'almana, Nis'garsha are not the same. Nis'almana, we don't say Shneim Shavim. We don't say Shneim Shavim. If a parent passes away, right? If the father passes away, then the mother is mitzuva in the kavod of the father. Because the lashon of the Beis Yosef is not that we say kavod achai is adif mi kavod ameis. He says kibur av is adif mi kibur aim. The Beis Yosef seems to say that you always follow the kibur aim, the kibur av. Always follow the kibur av. So if the father passed away, say kaddish. You got to say kaddish whether the mother wants it or not. If the mother passes away and the father doesn't want the child to say kaddish, then don't say kaddish because kibur av always comes first. So the Yehuda would say no, the kavod achai comes first. So if either one of the living parents says they don't want you to say Kaddish, listen to the living parent. We don't say Kibud Av is Adif mi Kibud Aim after Misa. But Yehuda says that they're both equal after Misa, just like by Gerishin. Beis Yosef says, no, they're not equal after Misa. They're equal after Gerishin, but not after Misa. Kibud Av is still Adif mi Kibud Aim after Misa. Nafgamina being, let's say the father passed away, right? The father passed away, and the mother doesn't want the child to say Kaddish. What's the din? No, the Yehuda would say, what? Kavod achai is adif mikavod ameis, you would not say the Kaddish. But the Beis Yosef would say, since kibud av is adif mikibud aim, even after Misa, because we don't say shneim shavim after Misa, in such a case, you would have to say Kaddish in order to be mechabed the father, even though the mother doesn't want you to do so.